You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about non-disclosure agreements. And, you know, there's a kind of interesting and humorous story that you brought in with you today, Jeff. Whatever happened to Mayor McCheese? This was the situation involving McDonald's. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, this kind of ties into the whole point of why you have non-disclosure agreements and with enforcement mechanisms. And then people of, you know, listeners that are our age probably remember the McDonaldland characters, Mayor McCheese and Grimace and the Hamburglar and the French fry guys and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, this is interesting, you know, if anybody remembers the Sid Marty Croft children's show, H.R. Puffin stuff and Friends, the genesis of some of those McDonaldland characters actually comes out of H.R. Puffin stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it led to a lawsuit. What happened was McDonald's, when they created this McDonaldland idea back, you know, in the 70s, entered into an agreement with the Crofts to create, to license the H.R. Puffin stuff characters for
mm-hmm.
this advertising campaign, and at the final hour, the Crofts canceled the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And McDonald's decided, wow, we're this far down into this whole idea. Let's just keep rolling. And so they created the McDonaldland characters, and you know, we still see today, you know, Grimace and the Hamburglar and you know that you see them alongside Ronald McDonald, but you don't see Mayor McCheese anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that a court told McDonald's to stop using it. The court decided that Mayor McCheese was a knockoff of H.R. Puffin stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that under the deal that McDonald's couldn't be doing this anymore. So it's an interesting example of one company having negotiating a deal with another company.
Mm-hmm.
The deal went south, and one company misappropriated the other company's intellectual property, in this case copyrighted characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another example. This happens quite frequently. I mean, if you don't take the steps to have a non-disclosure agreement, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, interest in the negotiations. There's a movie a couple years ago with Greg Kinnear called Flash of Genius. It was a story of Robert Kearns, who was the inventor of the intermittent windshield wiper.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene in the movie where he pulls up to the Ford plant with the prototype attached to his car and turns it on, and the Ford engineers get a good look-see at how the whole thing works. And as a lawyer, I'm just cringing watching this because I know what's coming. In the next model year, Ford's got intermittent wiper blades on their car, and it led to a lawsuit. The guy spent millions of dollars. He ended up being divorced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ended up winning, but at what cost? So the point is, you know, with the non-disclosure agreements, whenever you're talking with somebody about selling your business or buying a business or possibly a joint venture or any kind of an agreement where, as part of the negotiations, confidential or proprietary information is going to be exchanged between the parties, you want to have an agreement in place that just does a few basic things. Number one, says what we're providing each other is confidential and proprietary, and we deem it our trade secrets.
Mm-hmm.
It also could be, you know, in a business deal, could be financial information that would be confidential as opposed to proprietary, which is more like copyrights, you know, patents, things like that.
Sure.
And then, okay, so you define what confidential information is. You just say that, you know, at the conclusion of negotiations, each side is going to return the other party's confidential and proprietary information to them. And if they breach it, then you can seek an injunction to stop further disclosure. Mm-hmm. So it's a key little document that at the outset of any negotiations with another party, you really should have in place.
Well, interestingly enough, when we're talking about this, you think that sometimes these situations, you know, that we're talking about the little guy or the medium-sized business owner who may not have known better and went into this. But when we visit about, for example, an organization like McDonald's, you're going, certainly they should have known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And yet this type of thing happens and, you know, as they suggest, is a lot more common than we even suspect.
Yeah, it happens a lot of times, but for the little guys, I think it, I mean, McDonald's and the Crofts probably had a decent amount of change on either side to be fighting, to paying lawyers
sure.
to fight that. Where it really can affect you starting, if you're just starting out in business, and it could be so harmless as you're writing a business plan, you're writing it yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you want somebody else to view it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you come to, you know, me as an attorney, you know, we have attorney-client confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can't go disclose without breaching ethical duties whatever your business plan was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody's under that same ethical duty.
Right.
Okay, that's why you know, a lot of my clients, when they're just starting out, you know, talking with others about, you know, possibly coming on board, possible different, different relationships, affiliations, I always give them a basic mutual non-disclosure agreement so that when they're having conversations with the other party, that those things don't be disclosed. And I've had to sign them, you know, someone want to show me a deal to look at for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a client that would be interested in something like this, I have to sign them. You know, you can't misappropriate somebody else's idea and make money off of it, or, you know, there's legal consequences to that.
When you're talking about the gentleman who went to Ford with the intermittent wipers and ended up having it ripped off, I'm actually personally aware of a gentleman. I met him in 2000, and at that time he had close to 100 different ideas he'd already patented. Mechanically, the guy's a genius. He's come up with, and his products are actually, you know, on the road and in all kinds of different things in our everyday life, and most people wouldn't even know who this guy is. I'm not going to mention his name simply because there's a lot of very big companies out there that have some of his ideas in there. But what he did is he approached the organization and said, hey, I think I got a really great idea for, you know, one of your big trucks or one of your whatever, and went in and talked to some people who knew far more about this than he did. And I'm not kidding you, Jeff, 100 times he has been talked out of his idea, and for a pittance, few dollars, somebody else has the idea and putting it into play, and he's got nothing left to show for it.
Yeah, you can be the smartest inventor in the world. You have to have a modicum of business sense, and you have to be watching out for where the knife is coming into the back.
Absolutely. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. We've been talking about non-disclosure agreements. Don't take your ideas to the pros and think something bad isn't going to happen. You can find Jeff O'Brien at jobrien@lohman.com. Again, that's jobrien@lohman.com. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our four young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double drunken and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show. Dreamers want.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.